Just record. Okay. Well, you just tell me about witching and what it is and how you learned about it.
Well, you get to, some people has these regular wars like they do at the cemetery, you know, at the funeral home. They have to have wars to go out and find graves a lot of times when they don't know where anybody's buried, whether they buried or not. And so this Pete Prince up at Maryville, he told me I could just use clothes hangers. So Anderson made me some out of clothes hangers. So you can go out and but you can't do it now when the ground's wet, finding graves. You can't do it at all.
Huh.
You just can't, because that dirt, I reckon, all goes together. But if it's dry, you can go out there, you can find them just right and left.
And so how does it work? Tell me how it works, how you hold them and all that.
See, over here would be ground that never has been disturbed. And this has been dug in where the grave, you know, sat.
So if it's been dug in, the wires...
100 years ago, 150 years ago. And you can find it. And you have to concentrate. You can't just have your mind here and yonder and everything. You have to concentrate on it.
So can anybody do it, or just certain people?
Well, no, everybody can't do it. I don't know why. But some people just can't do it at all. Anderson's cousin can't do it at all. Or Anderson can't do it. But he says it's because you got Indian in you now. I don't know whether that's true or not. I don't know. But anyway, you can go out there and you can find them. I mean, just right and left. And then you can go out there and just like I was witching that water down there, you can find it.
Why is it called witching?
I don't know. I don't know why they call it.
It's just always been called that?
Yeah, it's always been called that.
What's that?
I was just doing an